We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Dvora Mayotzim Menachai, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Hey. V'zehu gam kein b'chinas dvash shehitira Torah. Based on what we've been learning now, we'll be able to understand also about honey, which the Torah considers permissible without having to shecht the animal in any way, without having to shecht the bee or do anything to the bee. Ki dvash hu bechinas gvurois ki yadua, because honey is a concept of midas hagvura, as is known. Bechinas ma mosoik midvash ume az meari. What's sweeter than honey, and what's more powerful than a lion? So we see that dvash is put together with ari, which is midas hagvura. V'alkein shimshin ha-gibor, kishoholach liso isha mebrois pelishtim, motzo dvash begvia suari. And this is why when Shimshin ha-gibor went to marry a woman from the pelishtim, he found honey in the carcass of the lion. Kishimshin ha-gibor hoyitzorichoz lehizgaber al pelishtim shoyum moishlim b'Yisroel. His mission at that time was to overcome the Pelishtim who were ruling over the Jewish people. Dahinu shasitrachro shem ha'umois hisgabru al Yisrael oz hoyenikosa me'agdusha. Meaning, the sitrachro, which is these nations, the Pelishtim and others, they were very powerful against Klal Yisrael at that time, and they were able to draw from the Kedusha. And when that happens, we need to activate the tefillah bebechinas din of the great balkoyach. And this is why the person designated for the miracle was called Shimshin Hagibor. He was this balkoyach who had the ability to give forth this tefillah bebechinas din. V'alkein holach etzlam liso isha, and that's why he went to them to take a woman from them to marry. Etzlam daika, he went to them kedei lohoyred atzme aleihem, in order to lower himself down to them. V'heim yirtzu lehisaches boy, and then they'll want to grab onto him and draw from him. V'hu mitoikev gvurose v'koicho yizgabra aleihem aydei zedaika, and he with his great strength will overcome them. Like a paratrooper who goes behind enemy lines, and over there he goes and overthrows, he overpowers the enemy. This was all part of Hashem's plan. Shimshon HaGibor was looking for an excuse to start up with the Pelishtim, to be able to really let him have it. That's the whole concept of this tefillah b'b'chinas din. She'oz ha-sitrachro roitze le'saches bo. As Rabbein Azal explained, that when the sitrachro sees this tefillah b'b'chinas din, it says, hey, that's for me. That's din, that's gvura, that's where I come in. And it tries to latch onto it. Ki'achizosom tomed b'b'chinas din, because the sitrachro is always latching onto, grabbing onto din. But because the one who's giving forth this tefillah is a great balkoyach, he's a person of great strength spiritually, the tefillah gets stuck in their throats, and it forces them to have to throw up, vomit up all the kedushas that they swallowed for a long period of time. As Rabbein Azal explains over there in the Torah Tikutei Chochom, this was the whole concept of what was going on by Shimshon HaGibor. Because by tzadikim, their zivug and their tefillah are the same thing. They're both on a spiritual level, they're both doing the same thing. So his going into the sitrachra for zivug is him shooting forth a tefillah bebechinas din. The Yisrael bechlal heim bebechinas rachmonius. Now, the Jewish nation as a whole is looked upon as rachmonus. Ki shloisha simonim yesh bumezu, because the Gemara tells us there are three ways to identify Jews. Number one, rachmonim. They're rachmonim by nature. K'moy shom razal, as the Gemara says, nivomis, tafayin tes. V'ho'akum heim takifei libo, b'chinas din. Whereas the goyim, lahavdil, they're the opposite. They're stone-hearted. They're b'chinas din. V'al kein osur lanu l'schaten imoim. And this is why Jews are not allowed to marry non-Jews. Ki azivog shel Yisrael tzorach liyos b'chinas rachamim v'das. Because a Jewish marriage has to be a concept of rachmonis, a concept of das. Like it says by Odom and Chava, v'yeda Odom eschave ishto. It's an Indian of das. Shezer b'chinas kedushas habris. This is the whole concept of tikkun habris. Vayin mizeh be'Eben Ezer hilchasishus halacha beis ois hei. Where Rav Nosson Zal speaks about this over there, le'inyan yuchsin, regarding how the children follow the father in most cases. Shehasimen hu rachmonim goyim le'chasodim. Where the Gemara says there, if we're not sure regarding a person's heritage, whether he's Jewish or not, one of the identification marks by which we can differentiate between Jew and non-Jew is Rachmonis. Jews by nature are Rachmonium. Ein Shem, look over there in Yoredea. V'shimshna gibor machmasho yetzorichos lohitzi. Look over there in Evan Hoezer. I'm sorry. Hilchasishus halachabez oizdalet in Likut Elochus. V'shimshna gibor machmasho yetzorichos lohitzi achius miasitra achrolis gabraleim. Shimshna gibor, because his mission was to extract from the Sitra Achra their chiyus, to take away their chiyus in order to defeat them. Al kein huchrach l'shtameish im b'chinas ha-tfilah b'b'chinas din shel ha-bal koyach. That's why he had to employ this tfilah b'b'chinas din. V'al kein nischaten imohim. This is why he went to marry them. Shehim b'chinas din. They are b'chinas din. He was attaching himself to the din. He was activating midas ha-din by marrying the shiksa. Who converted, obviously. V'heim yirtzu chas v'shalom l'saches boy. And by his going to them, they would want to grab onto him, to draw from him. Aval hu b'toikef koycho yizgabar aleim v'yoytzi misham kol achiyah shebolo v'yachniyem v'yatzlas Yisrael. Whereas he, with his great strength, he wanted to overcome them and extract from them all the chiyas that they had swallowed and thereby bring about their downfall and save the Jewish people. V'alkein motzo oz dvash begvias arye. That's why he found honey in the carcass of the lion. Ki hadvash nimshach misho mebchinas hatfila shal balkoyach. Because honey comes from the tfila of the bebchinas din, of the balkoyach. Ki hadvash hu tohor hayoytze men atomei v'hu chidish. Honey is something pure, kosher, that comes from tamei, from a bee, that's a tamei item. Ki hadvoirim meramzim ala sitra achra hamesaveves esagdusha. Because bees represent the sitra achra, which surrounds the kedusha. Bebechinas, as it says in Tehillim, sabuni kedvoirim. The sitra achra, Dovid HaMelech saying, the sitra achra surrounded me like bees surround a person. Dochoi dechisani linpo, they tried to push me to bring about my downfall. V'Hashem ozaroni, but Hashem helped me. Ozi v'zimrosko, my strength that comes from Hashem. Hainu, kishasitra achra mesaveves es hakdusha b'b'china sabuni kedvoirin, v'im roitzim lidchoysu l'apil chasushon, when the sitra achra surrounds the kedusha and wants to push it down, cause it to fall, azay tzrichen lekabel koyach me'atfilo b'b'chinas din shel ha'bal koyach. Then we have to draw energy from the tfilo b'b'chinas din, which comes from the great bal koyach, v'zehu ozi v'zimros ko. V'zimros hu b'chinas tfilo. Hainu ha'tfilo, shehu b'b'chinas din, b'chinas oiz u'gvurois. Look at that. Ozi v'zimrosko. Oiz means powerful, strength. B'chinas din. Ozi v'zimrosko. I have to use the tefillah, that's oiz. That's b'chinas din. Ayideze v'ayihili l'yeshua. And that's how I could bring about the Yeshua in this kind of situation. Kali da tefillah zu mekablin Yeshua. Through this tefillah b'chinas din, we're able to get the Yeshua. V'ayideze moitzin kol ha'kedusha ismiasit rachra. And that's how we're able to extract and remove all the kedusha that the sitra achra swallowed up and that it's drawing from. V'zeo b'chinas mesikus hadvash hayoytze mi'advoirim daika. This is the concept of the sweetness of honey, which comes from bees, specifically. Shehem tmeim, they are tamei, b'chinas sitrachra. Ki mishom daika moitzien mesikas hadvash. From within the sitrachra, it's possible to extract honey, something sweet. Ki asitrachra mekia kol hakedushoi shebol al yidei tefila anal kanal. Because through this tefila b'b'chinas din, the sitrachra is forced to give up all the kedusha that it swallowed, all the sweetness that it swallowed up. V'al kein hitira ha-toira dvash. And this is why the Torah says dvash is permissible. Ki hu nimshach gam kein mebchinas ha-tfila anal. Because dvash also comes from that tfila b'b'chinas din. Shaydei zeh nichna ha-sitrachra, which is able to subdue the sitrachra. U'moitzien mimeno kol ha-kdusha. And we're able to extract from the sitrachra the kedusha that's there. Shezeh b'chinas ha-dvash ha-yoytzi min ha-dvorim. That's the honey that's being extracted from the bee. The bee is tomei sitrachra, and we're extracting something sweet from it, something kodesh. V'yalkein oichlen dvash b'Rosh Hashanah. This is the significance why we dip in honey specifically on Rosh Hashanah. Ki oz b'Rosh Hashanah hatfila b'b'chinas din. Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Hadin. That's when the tefillah is being presented b'b'chinas din, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Umishom hu b'chinas hadvash. And dvash is associated with that tefillah b'b'chinas din. Vizehu shayach leil, related to what we learned earlier. Vizehu koil rino v'ishua bi'oled tzadikim. Koil rino daiko. Rabbeinu Zal says, look how the word rino is used there. Zehu b'chinas koil hanigun. This refers to the song that's activated through the tefillah bebchinas din that the Baal Koyach gives forth. Shehi bechinas nohor hayoytze me'eden, which is a song that goes into the river that flows from Eden. Kemoy shekosav shama, as Rabbeinu Zal writes about over there in Likutei Moran, Tikutei Chocho, Ayin Sham. Look it up over there. Vezeu b'chinas Shavuos, Shehu Matan Torah. With all of this, we'll be able to understand the holiday of Shavuos, which is when the Torah was given. Ki ha-Torah mipi ha-Gvura nitna. Because the Gemara says that the Torah was given mipi Gvura. B'chinas Gvurais. The shofar was blasting, the mountain was on fire, they heard thunder and lightning. That's all Gvurais. That's not peaches and cream. Ki ikar ha-Torah nimsheches ayde ha-tefila anal, because the way that we draw Torah is through the tefila b'b'chinas din. Shayde zeh ho yitzies Mitzrayim u'kriyas yamsuf u'melchemes ha-molek. That's what brought about yitzies Mitzrayim and the splitting of the Red Sea and the melchemes ha-molek. It was all the tefila b'b'chinas din that was being used. Moshe Rabbeinu's stick that split the Red Sea. Shaydei zeh bo Yisroi v'nizgayer. That's what brought Yisroi to come and convert. Vaydei zeh naaser amim. And that's what causes thunder, as Rabbeinu Zal says there in the Kuturan. Bechinas anani de shafchamaya, clouds that pour water one to the other. Shaydei zeh nimsheches ha-toira. That's what brings Torah into the world. Ayidei sheyoytzin v'nizgalin meimei hadas digdusha. By rescuing and extracting the das digdusha that the sitrachra had swallowed up, we extract it from them, we bring it forth and reveal it. Shezeo b'chinas ha-toira. V'alkein hoyo kabolas ha-toira b'koiloi suvrokim. This is why kabolas ha-toira took place with thunderous sounds and lightning. Dahainu ramim, shem b'chinas anani d'shachamaya. Sheze nimshach mebchinas ha-tfila anal. All of this was caused through the tefillah bebchinas din that we mentioned. V'alkein be'emes shvuas hu chesed godoil v'rachmim gedoilim. And this is why the fact is that the holiday of Shavuos represents a very high level of chesed and rachmonis. Rak shezeh ha-chesed nizgale al yidei b'chinas ha-tfilo b'chinas din shal bal koyach, shu b'chinas gvuras yitzchok, b'chinas shofar shel el sh'yitzchok shoy b'es matan Torah. It's just that this chesed, the way you reveal this chesed is through nuclear fire, through that tefillah b'b'chinas din, b'chinas Yitzchok, Ramim, the shofar of Eilu shel Yitzchok, which was blown at the Matan Torah. Shaydei zeh nichna sitrachra, that's what brings about the downfall of the sitrachra. Umoitzin mimeno kol hakdushos v'chol hadas v'chol hachesed. And when we bring about the downfall of Sitrach, we're able to extract from them, to rescue from them, all the das, kedusha, and chesed that they had swallowed up. Vaydei zeh zoichen lenevuah. Rabbein Zal shows over there in Likut Imran, that's how we zoichet to nevuah. Shubchinas ponim beponim dibra Hashem imochem shoye beis Matan Torah. That's what took place at Matan Torah, where Hashem spoke face to face to all of Klal Yisrael. Nevuah. As Rabbein Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, v'oz dam nekar v'naseh cholav, and then the blood is converted to milk, ki nimta kadin v'nesapech l'rachmim, because the midas hadin gets sweetened and converted to rachmim, sheze nasai de'b'chinas ha'tfilah shel bal koyach, and all of this is generated through that tfilah be'b'chinas din of the bal koyach. And this is why we eat dairy on Shavuos, like we said earlier. We eat dairy and we eat meat separately. The meat represents the tefillah bebechinas din. The dairy represents this conversion of dam nekar v'naseh cholov, that the midas sadin ends up being converted into tremendous chesed. Paragraph Zayin. And because of the fact that the dvash comes from the tefillah bebchinas din of the bal koyach, al keinemar boy dvash matzoso echol dayeko pentis boeno vehakeyosoi. This is why the pasuk says about honey: you found honey, eat a little bit, eat enough, not too much, because if you eat too much, you'll get full from it, you'll vomit. Uksiv, and there's another pasuk that says, "Ochol bni dvash harbois loy toiv." My son, to eat a lot of honey is no good. Kishom tzrichen liois bal koyach godol, because when a person enters into dvash, into bechinas din, into isha, when a person goes there, there he's got to be very strong to control himself. V'gam ein lehishtamesh harbe b'chinazu, and you can't use this too much or too often. Sheloy tisaches boy chas v'sholom asitrachra, because when the person goes into b'chinaz din, the sitrachra pounces on him. They want to latch on to him. V'al kein omru rabbi senazal. This is why the Gemara says in Soita Davtes, shegam shimshon pogamoz, that Shimshon also ended up messing up. Because when a Jew or even a tzaddik enters into this bechinas din, he's in a major sakona. And a person has to run away from there very quickly. You found honey, eat what you need, take what you need, and get out. Ki ikar hatfila hu rachamim v'tachnunim. Because the main tefillah is rachmim and tachnunim, chasodim. So when a tzaddik shifts gears and goes into that tefillah bebchinas din, he needs to know it's a very delicate, dangerous thing. And he needs to know how to use it very carefully, and he has to be a tremendous bal koyach to get it right. With this, we conclude halacha dalet, and now halacha gimel lo yodati aye. Rav Nachman Tolchina writes that halacha gimel I never found in Rav Nosson Zal's writings, unfortunately. With this, we concluded halacha beis. This was the end of halacha beis. He says gimel he never found, unfortunately. And he writes, v'halacha dalet nichleles behilchas simona beima v'chai, halacha dalet oislam edvov. As far as halacha dalet of Dvorah Mayetz Menachai, if you recall, we had that earlier. At the end of Simonich Behema V'chaya Tohira, from paragraph Lamed Vavon, there we had a whole discussion about honey and milk also. Baruch Hashem, with this we conclude the topic of Dvorim Hayotzim Menachai.